information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Quidditcast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you. It's the 91st episode, 91 episodes into the Quidditcast. I'm telling you, I'm super excited. It's like 91 episodes ago when I did my first pilot, which is music and that sort of thing. Yeah. Anyway, let's leave those memories for later. We're going to start off with the news, but before talking about the news later on, the reason why this has been recorded on Saturday is because I just wanted to go through the whole Shockwave experience. Sadly, couldn't go on the final day because I... whole lot of hay fever and so forth. There's loads of dust there. And then also later on, we're going to talk about love potions. Before we do that, does it actually work? I got a couple of views from people out there. But first of all, let's start off with the news. First of all, the big news that came out of the week was, of course, the sad situation at Mecca, the Hajj disaster, where, you know, in a stampede, a lot of people, hundreds of people died. And it's just sad. It's just incredibly sad that something like that happened. So, yeah. And the second disaster, you know, about two weeks. Yeah, it's sad. A United Nations report came out on Zim Education and say that Zim Education was still the flagship of Africa, with the ratio of textbooks to kids being as high as 95%. Yeah. In spite of all the economic things that have been happening, our education system apparently is still quite important in Africa, and there's a lot to do with the emphasis of education that our parents and ourselves put on education. So, yeah. Sure is nice to get some good news, isn't it? Yeah. Also, the IMF could be resuming assistance to Zimbabwe next year, which is another thing, because we just need new money. You know, it's all about new money. Loads of ideas, but just not enough money for there to be made money. The Malawian president, this came out, apparently went all the way to the United States with an entourage of about 100 people, so he could ask for food aid. You know, you can't make that up. I mean, even writing a fiction story, it's impossible to write that. He went all the way with 100 people, and yeah, let's go and do that. Did you see the other thing that happened the other week? South Africa losing to Japan. Yeah, it's a bit old, but still funny. Yeah, it happened. South Africa lost to rugby. But then they came back against Samoa and totally tore into Samoa. And yeah, so they're a lot better now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stats on HIV in the gay and lesbian communities in Zimbabwe. Yeah, they came out. Girls released a report that says HIV prevalence among gay men is at 23.5% of the in the sample in the survey that they took, and among women is 32.6%. So among lesbians, it's twice the national average, because the national average is 15%, and yeah, that's really sad, isn't it? In sports, Stephen Mangongo has been appointed the under-19 coach. Remember, he was the national cricket coach at some point. You know, now he's the coach of the under-19s. It's good to see him in the system. He's got a lot to offer. So excited that they've given him an opportunity. Also, Carl Joshua Ncube announced that his wife is expecting a child. Obviously his. You know, she can't expect. So they're both expecting. So pretty excited for them. Yeah. And finally, a weird report that came out of Australia, which said that unfriending your workmate could be classified as bullying. This is after estate agent Rachel Roberts had been unfriended by Lisa Bird, the wife of the agency's boss, who also worked at the firm. Now, a tribunal said Bird showed emotional lack of maturity and showed unreasonable behavior in that it drew a line in the relationship to indicate she did not want to deal with Roberts. So it was classified as bullying. What are we going to have next? You are listening to the Quidditcast. The name is Larry. And right now I'm going to talk about the just-ended Shockwave Festival, the fifth episode. The fifth edition of the Shoko Festival, they've been up since 2011, and it's an initiative of the Magamba Network. Shout out to Comrade Fatso and Outspoken and so forth. You know, the whole team. It was a really good team that put out a good show. This year, we had comedians like Tol Asmo, as well as Deep Fried Man coming from outside Zimbabwe. Clark Chikuba tore it down as well. So, yeah, shout out to him. Also, you had guys like Caspar Nieves, Wusi, coming from South Africa. Deanna Rogers, Nova. You had Junior Brown. You had... you know, a whole bunch of artists have performed. Great performances from Shinso Man as well as Stunner. Lots of poetry, lots of new media, you know, information sharing and that sort of thing. So, yeah, this year's festival for me was beautiful in that. You know, this is the thing that I like about Shoko, the guys at Magamba, is that they took the space that is in front of the... Zimbabwe Museum, Museum of Human Sciences. Yeah, that's what they call it. You don't know there's a full name for that. So they took that space, right, and redefined it. And you had a stage, you had boundaries and all that sort of thing. And they just completely redefined the stage. And for me, that's just a beautiful thing, because what it does is that you're no longer confining a festival to existing spaces. You're not saying, no, you got to have it at that venue because it's the only way you can do it. I guess it's pretty much what makes Shoko exciting for me, because other than that, it's just a place that people walk past. There's no fencing. It's not like there's loads of bunting that's already there to start with. It's just an open field, an open space, and suddenly you have a festival, and by the time you get to Monday, there's no festival anymore. Yeah, so for me, that's what defines a festival. Redefining spaces, make you reimagine spaces and like you'd never imagined them before. Yeah, and shout out to the museum for taking that up. I think it brings them back into visibility again, and people are able to hear the city that was and that sort of thing. Shout out also a lot of people like Unplugged, who brought artists on, artists like Gwenga and, you know, and people of that sort that came and performed. It was a really good performance, some really great performances, great sound, great vibes, nice girls. Yeah, I was going to mention that. There's some really nice girls. Met a couple. Some got mad at me. You know, when a girl randomly gets mad at you and you're like, what the hell? I just met you. You can't get mad at me like we've been together for the past 10 years. You don't have those rights. Is that mad? You know that kind of mad. It's a very specific kind of mad. Yeah. But shout out to everybody who took part in Shoko Festival this year. Shoko Festival, of course, be back next year. And yeah, keep an eye out for more great things happening. I can foresee this festival becomes something super huge and exciting and that sort of thing. Yeah, it's totally, yeah. So yeah, shout out to Magamba. On the other side, we're going to talk about love potions. Do they or do they not work?
Hey, this is Shasha. You're listening to the Creedy Cast.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Fungai Nengari, and you're listening to Larry Quiri on the Creedy Cast. Holla.
It is the Criticast. The name is Larry, and in this final segment, I'm going to talk about love potions. Now, like probably like 40 episodes ago, something like that, or even more, I talked a bit about this, but didn't get your views on the matter. And I just decided this time I'm going to make it about you guys, because somebody came across the post, and it also was resurrected by the fact that, you know, there was a story that came out about some girl apparently having used juju on somebody. I don't know the facts about that, but yeah, let's see if that works. We're going to start off with the views on the WhatsApp platform, and then I'm going to read some of the views that came across on Facebook.
Well, this whole issue, Yemfuira, I think I blame Marumela, because this girl's world is Marumela, or because Marumela is going around splashing Mariam. And everyone wants the good life, so people will go the extra mile to get that good life. And at Evarume Vangavasinga Uri, you know, women wouldn't go the extra mile to try and make him faithful, Ajikara Mumba. So if people have to do what they have to do, to get that man, then warume ngavasa complain because it's their fault.
Also, the concept yemfuira na mbonyanya kusiana with the same dream selling thing Makandiwa and the rest of these fake people have that are preaching to people. You sell an artifact to make someone feel a certain type of way. This is just selling dreams and trying to make people believe in the impossible, when people can be out there making themselves better instead of believing in fairy tales.
I definitely don't believe in using love potions for love, because I've known there is a true love without anything. The only thing I have to work on is to make my lover happy and him make me happy. That's all. And I'm not supposed to change myself for him or him change himself for me. But we just have to love each other as we are without any love potions or, you know, all these things that I'm hearing these days. Of course, I've heard with my friends that people use love potions, but that's not me anyway. I don't believe in it. I just want true love when I'm having someone to love. I believe in true love. That's me anyway.
So as expected, there's a lot of skeptical people. Thank you very much for the contributions there. Then, as I said, I asked the question on social media. It all started with a conversation in which somebody said that women now pee into their husband's food so as to keep him in love. I asked, what is that all about? Lillian says, it's nasty and crazy. That means there's no love. Don't force love. Let it be natural. Okay, that was one view. Jackie says, nasty and totally bullshit. So much superstition up there. Brian says he's happy that it's just a rumor. Afrobella then says, no, you look, people are doing all sorts now. P is just scratching the surface, which means it goes a lot deeper. Kyria of this says, I don't waste my pee like that. The food is good enough for my husband. What else? Tati says, pee is oshitori nani. Ruva Rasha says, and the footy, wanombo vunzao ere kuti science judges zinombo famba say. Well, so we had Norma saying, zvazvo kutotema mundaka, lions do that though on trees, not on fresh kill. So, and then Princess says, you're still talking of pee, how about menstrual blood? Have you heard about it? Saw it on Emmanuel TV when the lady was confessing. How sick is that? Other experts. So someone says pee, like it's a problem, or you prefer when you eat it intentionally. So essentially, then of course Lavender says mfuira rudo. And I was like, whoa, okay, what the hell does that mean? To be honest, what do I think? The whole thing is weird. It's just... Because, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, the feeling of love or not feeling love, whatever it is a state of mind, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's what you convince yourself about what your relationship is about. You know, sometimes when you just unhinge from a relationship, there's nothing in the world that can rescue it. You just feel like nothing more can be done in this relationship. So you just kind of like, yeah, whatever. But I mean, if you go there and in my opinion, it's a placebo effect. You put them for it. You start looking at that person differently and you become more tolerant of some of their behavior. And because you're maybe a bit more tolerant, the other person also starts behaving in a certain way because you bring out certain characters out of them. I don't know, but maybe there is a third dimension or fourth dimension out there where, you know, Vanasya Guru and so forth are able to put spells and hexes on people. I think some of the spells and hexes are like just really drugs, really. So there's some sort of drugs that just kind of get you, it renders you all weird, and the more they give it to you, it's screwing with your brain. I don't know what all the science behind it is. All I can say is that I just don't see how peeing and or throwing, putting menstrual blood in somebody's food actually makes them fall in love with you. It's weird. It's so strange. It's like, I don't know. Somebody told me some weird reasoning behind it, but I don't know. I feel traumatized. Just thinking about it, never mind repeating it, for some poor person out there decides to almost commit suicide because I say this stuff to them. I don't know. Anyway, it is what it is. With that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Quidditcast. Catch me on ZFM Stereo on Tuesdays with Tuesday Night Football together with Alois Bunjira and Sean Tafire Nika, plus the occasional guest. We'll talk football and that sort of thing. Also, catch me on ZFM on Fridays with Nozi Tlobo and Kundai Chiyanika. Yes, on the program called The Future that is powered by the movement. ZFM Stereo is available on the internet. www.zfmstereo.co.zw. Other than that, I will see you next week. The email address to get in touch with me, if you want to get in touch with me, is info@larryquirirai.com. And then also on Twitter, it's @quirirai. Quirirai, he's got a YI at the end. Other than that, I leave with these wise words that came from somebody. You know, your ex trying to stay friends with you is like your kidnappers trying to stay in touch after letting you go. The name is Larry. It's been the Quidditcast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?